Heyo gamers, I'm Chuck.
And I'm Sean.
And this is The Fold. Because sometimes you just got to give it to them so they know what they're missing.
I feel like you used that last week.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I repeat. That's a good one. We're going to keep that. I might drop Scoundrels of Boondogglery, and that might be the catchphrase for the guild.
I don't know where you got that.
Because sometimes you just got to give it to them so they know what they're missing. Sometimes.
I have no idea where you got that one.
So, listen, guilds, how's your guild doing?
Arden's doing pretty good. We were a little set back by the live finals. Twenty something of us were out there. I couldn't even name all the people that were out there from Arden. So we're sitting strong at about 87 right now. Right. Just
so
at 87 this morning.
This sounds like excuses to me. Excuses.
Yeah, it is.
Ask me about my guild.
No. Because I'll feel bad.
Go ahead. Ask me about my guild.
Okay. How's your guild doing, Chuck? How is the Fold Podcast guild doing in game?
We are currently immortal, which is level 96. You'll know if you ever get there.
Oh, is that what this is about now? That's what this is?
We're at 96, dude. We got the max payout, and we're on our way to 99, three levels away.
That's not bad.
It's amazing. I am so proud of these guys and the work that they do.
But not you. You didn't do anything.
I don't do much. I really don't. And I still have intentions of kicking everyone out right before the payout.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
Right? I don't want to reward them for anything. I mean,
their
reward is playing games with me.
Yeah.
Right?
That's enough.
Yeah, I think so.
That should be more than enough.
I think so. I got at least 50 people knocking on the door so I can do it again next season too.
Sweet. You don't even need to worry about it.
Yeah.
You're good.
I am a scoundrel, so... And sometimes.
No.
All right. So
I think they've heard that four times this podcast already.
I'm just keep saying, I got nothing else today, so I'm just going to keep saying that.
Okay.
Here's the thing. The Patriots have lost two in a row.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, right after we recorded last time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, Chuck must be heartbroken right now.
Yeah, it was the Denver loss was a tough loss. The Philly loss, to lose at home against Philly was rough. But if we're going to lose to an NFC, I'd rather lose to an NFC team than an AFC team, as far as the playoffs go. But both teams, both Denver and Philly, you know, they brought it. They brought their A game like everyone does against the defending champs.
And
it's a Super Bowl for everybody that plays us. So kudos to those guys for beating us. There's no salt here. I'd never expect my team to go undefeated. We did that once.
I don't ever want to
do that again. So, but I look forward to the season as it rolls on, and of course, we will be in the playoffs, hoping to get healthy and get Mr. Gronkowski back. I don't know if you saw; he got hurt.
No, I didn't see. I haven't had much time to keep up with anything for the past week.
Yeah, so he got hurt, and I think so. He sits around and plays Vainglory now.
Sweet.
Yeah, Brady showed it to him.
Yeah. Because he's a close personal friend of yours.
Brady is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gronk I've only met a couple of times, but Tom told me he's been maining Finn, which is fitting because similar styles.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So this is not going to be an episode about the patch.
Aw.
That's coming. We got some other stuff to finish up first. But you just flew in.
Yes.
You've been resting comfortably.
I wouldn't say comfortably.
You're all rested up. Well,
I mean, you didn't even give me a pillow. You just told me to like sleep on the floor.
No, that's a lie. You didn't sleep on the floor. I have 8 milk crates that I made into a rectangle.
That's so much better.
And I covered with foam, like a thin piece of foam you'd put under a rug to keep it from scratching your wood floor.
But it was definitely used. I feel like you pulled that out from somewhere. You know, that was already on a rug for 10 years, and it was flattened down a lot.
It was. My wife is pissed because the hardwood floor now is getting scratched. But I said, you know, Sean needs something to sleep on. She didn't even want to give you that. She's worse than me. So we gave you that and a pillow made of hay.
Yeah.
I have a lot of hay in my basement. Don't ask why. That's another story.
It's okay. I can sleep anywhere. I was okay with it.
So like I was saying before, you rudely interrupted me. You were resting comfortably. And then I said, you know, let's record. We got to get this episode out. And you said, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
And then I said again and again. And finally, now you're ready.
Yeah.
You've had your coffee, Folgers in your cup.
Yes.
And you're ready to go.
had it. I'm ready. I'm here. I'm awake. It's been a busy week for me, so I'm good now.
All right. So here's what I got to say. I have not seen everything. I do plan on doing video on demand. My schedule is crazy busy right now. But what I did see live, effing amazing.
And I'll tell you the same thing. I was there at the North American Live Finals in Santa Ana, and I didn't see everything.
Now, you were like super busy. They kept you hopping.
That's what I heard. I mean, you know, when I was doing it, it didn't feel like I was going too crazy. But listening to people talk about me afterwards was like, he just never stopped moving, was basically the general consensus.
Well, you ignored all my messages.
Yes.
So that was
fact.
I assumed you were busy.
You should have been there.
I assumed you were busy. I wish I was there. Watching it, and that's another thing everyone said to me all weekend long. Oh, man, did you see this match? Did you see that match? I wish I was there. I wish I was there. Created a lot of buzz. I think people know what it is now, and you're gonna see bigger turnouts at every event as going forward.
Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, where we had it, the Esports Arena there in Santa Ana, it wasn't a huge venue.
Yeah.
But it was nice, and what we had in there, the turnout we had, felt comfortable in there at all times.
Yep.
We never felt cramped in there. There was plenty of space to move around and do what you needed to do. But I think after everyone caught this, the next time it's going to be even bigger.
Right. So again, let me just put this out there because I know you kind of have some connections. Maxo's Garage.
Maxo's Garage. I don't think it's quite
as
big.
For the East Coast font. Dude, it's big. It's bigger than it looks in the pictures.
Yeah, but
I'll send you the schematics.
Okay, but this place, like, you know, does his garage have its own elevator?
If you want it to grow, I'm just putting this out there. I know a thing or two.
I'll talk to Evil Finn and see what she has to say about it.
All right. I'm just saying Maxo's Garage is available for an East Coast Finals.
Okay.
Are they going to bring it to the East Coast?
I haven't heard too much on the location front for anything in the future. I've heard rumors that, you know, there will be another in March.
Right. March. As soon as March. Okay.
I mean, I can't confirm that. I don't know how certain things are.
So that's going to put us in summer. I got to believe in the middle of the winter season.
Yes, that'll be near the tail end of the winter season.
Tail end of the winter season, okay. That makes sense. So, quick overview. I got to believe that Super Evil is extremely pleased with the results of this weekend.
I'd definitely like to think that. Especially at the end of it, we all kind of quickly got together before everyone had to kind of head out and get on flights, but the people from Super Evil that were there were very excited, very happy with how everything turned out, from just, you know, the production itself and how it looked live to all the other stuff that went into it and how we all just kind of pulled it together and made it into this huge thing.
Yeah, I don't think people realize, right? So they brought in folks like you to help assist and coordinate with all this. And none of you guys have been through anything like this before. So
no.
So there's
no.
sort of that.
I mean, some of the people might have, individuals, but as a group, no.
Probably not anything at this level, though, right?
I wouldn't want to speak to that.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
I'd guess that most of the people haven't been involved with something that big or, you know, exactly like that, aside from the Esports Arena staff.
Right. So here's where I'm going with this, is the fact that everyone kind of flew in, kind of got their assignments, was able to put it all together, that it went off, as flawlessly as it did, is impressive. And once again, this community knocks it out of the park, right? It was a community effort. And I love that Super Evil reached out to the community, right? You had Lady Wabish and Brizzle McFizzle doing the couch interviews. You were there. I saw you on screen taking the draft picks and the bans. They had Hafu and Rage up in the booth with Playoff.
Rome.
And just like the whole community, right?
And then for the people you didn't see,
right,
there was a lot of Halcyon Hammers, Takoon, Kima, Drizzy, and I believe it was Drizzy's girlfriend doing makeup. Just a lot more people. Slowdeb was there helping run the merch booth. A couple of people from Kit and Kat Design were there. had some stuff on consignment at the merch booth. You know, just tons and tons of people there.
Now, I don't know if you know this, right? But if we do use Maxo's garage, and I want to plug this again, I can do the makeup.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I could powder Playoff Beer's face. I could handle that.
Maybe that, but I just don't think you could handle the rest that's involved with that.
I think I could.
No.
No?
No.
I think I could do Lady Wabisha's hair.
Maybe.
I've combed hair before. How hard could it be?
I don't know. I don't do hair.
You don't comb hair?
No.
No.
You should see my hair right now.
All right, it's Mill. Like, I'm just
it's
putting
like, you know,
it, look at, I'm trying
half
to,
an inch long.
I'm trying to sweeten the pot. I really want this East Coast Finals to happen.
I don't think that's sweetening the pot. I definitely
I think you'd be surprised at my makeup skills.
Maybe, yeah, I'd probably be surprised at how terrible they are. That's about all I can think with that one.
All right. You don't, all right. I'm a little bit of a fancy boy.
Oh, yeah? like fancy pants?
Yeah, like fancy pants. All right. So it's an amazing collection, a come together.
Nice.
Hey, small child in the house.
Small child. I don't even know how you got him here. I don't even know. Like I was.
Carry
I seriously.
On.
Carry on.
Carry
is that,
on.
Is that what that was? Because all I know is that I got in. I landed in Florida at 5 a.m. Monday morning. You know, and we're in Monday evening now.
Yes.
So I landed at 5 a.m. and it was like you were just sitting there waiting at the gate. Like, come with me if you want to live.
There was a black bag that went over someone's head. There was duct tape involved. I rented a white van. There was a, you know, white vans are always suspicious. You
yeah.
always want to watch out for those.
But yeah, windowless white vans.
Yeah. Why do they still make those?
I don't know.
Who walks in and says, you know what I'm looking for today? A windowless white van. I got one right out back. Here we go. They're always out back. They're never out front. They don't keep those out front.
Yeah. Who wants to put those on display?
I don't know why the deal is. I think they're missing an opportunity here. All right. So I can do makeup and Maxo can loan his garage. And I think Super Evil, I know they're listening. They're hearing me. I know they're hearing
okay.
me. All right.
Okay. That, maybe.
All right. But so like, it was a huge, this was a big, I'm making light of a situation, but this is a huge deal. They did a huge production.
It was, and I'll tell you, there were so many moving parts and there were so many things that could have gone wrong. I'm surprised that, you know, relatively speaking, not much went wrong.
Yeah, not much at all. So let's kind of dig in a little bit. And what was your role in this whole weekend?
My job started before the teams got to the arena. I was working with the teams the whole time. And basically, I was to make sure the teams got where they needed to be, when they needed to be there, taken care of, made sure they had all the instructions they needed. And, you know, so my job started at, you know, at breakfast. And my job didn't end till we were back at the hotel many, many, many hours later every day.
All right. So if I was writing your resume, I would put on there lead cat herder.
Yes.
Okay. So,
fact.
Sum it up pretty well. You had to herd the cats.
I mean, yeah, and that was what I was primarily spending my time.
Now, how many teams was there? Again, tell me again.
Eight teams.
Eight teams. Top, yeah. Five on each team. Four on each team. Three. Minimum of three.
Three to six.
3 to 6 on each team. So you were responsible for roughly 30 people, give or take.
Yeah, roughly.
Okay. You had to get 30. Them to and from the hotel, make sure they're at dinner where they're supposed to be, so they could play.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just say I'm on one of the teams.
Okay.
And I'm getting ready to compete.
You're not that good though.
That's debatable. We can talk about that. Level 96. Fact.
Level 96.
Fact.
What's skill tier?
Fact. Listen.
Skill tier.
Ish something.
Just a number.
Is it?
Ish something.
Niner, 72. I don't know. What do most people say?
I say like ask again later when people ask me. Even though it's not true.
Right. One. Level one.
Yeah.
One gold.
Skill tier one. Silver.
Silver. You got me beat. All right. Let's just pretend like I'm on one of the teams.
Okay.
I'm like
in this make-believe land, we're going to go over to Narnia.
Yeah, listen, and, go with me here, will you?
Okay.
I'm creating, this is theater of the mind.
Theater of the mind. Okay. I will do my best to go into Chuck's theater of the mind.
All right. Tread lightly. All right. So I'm on one of the teams, right? Mm-hmm. And you say, come on, let's go. You got to get on the stage. Something like that. You're up next. You're on deck.
Essentially, like, we'd start off the day, you know, I'd make sure before the day starts, before you got the intro from Evil Finn and Ed the Shred, that first team would be waiting next to the stage.
In the wings.
They would just be waiting to take their spots on the stage. So, and a little before this, I'd have already taken the bands and the drafts for the first match of the day. And, of course, and if you need a refresher on bands and drafts, take a listen to the last episode
where
Chuck and I did a nice little, simulated band and draft.
Yeah, that was good. We could do a whole episode like that. I think people would enjoy that. Just keep picking and banning. I'll tell you something else, getting off topic here, because I like to do that, is all my guild members, we've decided as soon as we hit 99, we're going to start doing 3v3s again. With a ban and a draft. We'll get on Discord and do ban and drafts. Everyone's excited to do bans and drafts.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's so much fun.
Yeah, thank you for the plug. That was a good episode.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I listened to that on my way out to the live finals.
Did you cringe at your voice?
No. Okay. No. I was good with it. It actually sounded a lot better than I thought it was gonna.
Yeah.
So I've made sure to go back and listen to my own episodes. It feels a little different knowing everything that's going to be said, but it's nice. It actually feels really nice to listen to it.
Someone said to me, did you guys really forget to do the draft, or was that a setup? I go, you give us too much credit.
You give us way too much credit. I mean,
that would be the massive hook. Okay, so listen. So I'm in the wings, right? I'm ready to. I'm team one. We're playing team two.
Team one's. You know, team one and two. They're on the stage for the day.
Yep.
They're waiting in the wings. We've got their bands and drafts taken care of, and you know we're waiting for the introduction for the day. You know, you and then once the camera's up on the analyst desk, that was Playoff Beard, Hafu, and Rome, the teams start taking their places on the stage.
Right. And is you, right? You sit here, you're telling, you got on this side.
I handed them off to the referee at the stage. We had two referees on the stage, one for each team, plus another one of the esports arena guys that would lead the guys up, make sure they got their tablets on, make sure they got their headsets on.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Everyone shows up with their own device, right?
Yes.
Whatever you're playing on?
Yes.
Okay. And then were they required to make, I mean, obviously they have to, they look like they all had team, they were all part of teams, right? They all had the team thing in front of their names. Is that a requirement?
I think because we're on a private tournament server, I don't think it mattered too much.
Oh, so that was my question. So it was a private tournament server. So those guys had access to everything.
Yes.
Through Super Evil, make sure.
For fairness's sake, you know, even though each player has a position, generally speaking, some players swap positions. We've seen it. Gangstars Vega, old school, and Fuji are known to swap lane and jungle.
Yep.
But for the most part, most teams have set positions. So, you know, most people are only going to use maybe five heroes throughout the 3 days, but we made sure everyone had every content unlock.
Okay.
You know, for fairness. So you're never limited.
So they're not playing on the same server as me. They're playing on a private server.
Yes.
That gives you guys full control, and that's what lets them sweep the camera and do all those funky things.
Well, that's the sweep in the camera, that's spectator mode. That's completely separate.
Yep.
So
okay.
But it was a special server, so you know, we knew at any given time the maximum amount of people on it was, you know, two teams that were on stage plus, you know, the spectators and the casters, the play-by-play casters.
So, right. So who – so that was my next question. So you got the 3v3, and then what do you got room for? Four more spectators, right?
Four more, yes.
So the analysts in the booth spectated?
No. No. Actually, it was the two casters that – we had four casters there, Four Court Jester, Tasty Bacon,
right.
Vidius, and Action Jackson.
So they each spectate?
No, because only two of them were on it at any given time.
Right.
So the two of them that were at the desk, we had two devices at the desks ready for them.
Yep.
when they were at the desk, they had their own spectators there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact they had a live feed from the other two spectators we had that were back in production.
Okay.
So that, we had like, you know, when you saw all the action, you saw the teams, you know, you saw the team information, all the relevant information. That was all on one computer.
Yep.
And then when we did like really cool camera pans and sweeps and things like that, that didn't have all that information, that was another account. So we had like, you know, all four of our accounts were filled. And then anywhere else, it was just anywhere else that needed to see the matches live, like the analysts just had it slaved to one of those spectator cameras in the back.
All right. So maybe I'm weird, but when I watch, these are the things I think of. I think like, I do. I go, I wonder who's in the spectator spots. I wonder like how the logistics of how it's all kind of funneling through and who's watching what.
And part of that was the reasoning for that. We didn't originally actually, when I got out there, we weren't planning on doing this. But during one of my talks with the casters, after they got in a night or two before we actually started the event, they were like, well, we'd like our own spectator, you know, at the desk with us so we can look around and not see the action that's going on stream. Like if we want to see something else, if we want to check item builds and be able to see them clearly and get information on an item, if we forgot something, you know, we wanted a little control. So we gave that to them. So they had everything they needed to, you know, do a great job.
And who controlled what I saw? Who controlled that feed?
That was Blueberries and Don John.
Okay. So they controlled where the camera was looking when it
was
looking.
Yes. As far as I recall, I believe it was those two.
But it was production.
It was production. It was in the back. There was, you know, we had our control center that had all the cameras. There were a ton of cameras around there. You know, of course, you saw the team cameras when they were playing. You saw, you know, cameras on Lady Wabish, Rizzle McFizzle, the analysts, the shoutcasters, the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere there were cameras all over the place. So there were, you know, so everyone could get their, you know, shot.
Okay. Now I'm going to sound like a noob here, but, the shoutcasters, do those guys shoutcast other events or are they brought in just for the, I don't know their background.
Okay. So all of those guys at some point during the last VGL and some of them even the previous one were casting for VGL, and a few of them do other games.
Okay.
So I'm not going to get into the background at each and
every one. No, I don't want you to. I was just curious because I know at one point Super Evil had put out a call out for showcasters.
Yeah, well, Vainglory League did, and I think Super Evil might have too, but yes.
Okay.
And actually, I think a few of those casters, when I was doing the round of 64, that was their first time casting Vainglory. So that was, you know, a month ago.
Okay.
When I was that was for the second qualifiers round of 64, first match day.
Yeah, they did good. They did good. I like that
they rotated a great job too.
I like that it wasn't the same two guys all the time. It was, you know, you get different perspective every match. So all right. So here I am. I got my iPad Pro. And I'm getting ready
only
to sit
one
down.
Person had that.
I saw that. Only one person. There was a few people playing on phones, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Liberation, they actually won with two of their three members on stage playing on iPhones.
Yeah.
Fact. iPhone better. Confirmed.
I know you're an iPhone guy. I am.
I like to play on my iPhone. I stream from an iPad though.
Right.
So I can play on both. I can play equally as good on both. Some things I do better on the phone. Some things I do better on the iPad. It's all about what you're used to, and neither device is worse than the other than the other.
Let me give you a pro tip because you're wrong. If you focused on the iPad, you'd easily get to level two bronze at least. So I know some things about this game.
Okay.
All right. Let me just put that out there for you. You know, whatever you want to do, you want to keep fooling yourself that the phone is better. We can go with that.
Well, you know, I'll tell you a fun story. So after the first night of being with the teams, or it might have been I don't remember if it was the first night of being with the teams or if it was the first night of the event. I was down in the hotel lobby, and you know, because we got back, I'd you know gone put my stuff in the room. Came back down, had my phone, and I was like, I want some Vainglory. And I see Vaughn. Vaughn's sitting in the hotel lobby playing games. And I was like, come on, guys, let's get a match going. So, you know, Vaughn makes up brand new accounts because, you know, you can't play with someone in tier one silver with your vainglorious accounts. You just, you know, ranked queue won't let you.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Vaughn guys were nice enough to log in their, you know, these brand new accounts that they made and play a ranked match with me.
Nice.
So in the best part of that was after the match, Vaughn, you know, the two of the players that were playing with me were like, man, your Celeste was on point. Oh, and I was just like, yes.
Getting recruited.
I was like, yes. So I'm not Chinese. So
you busted out the weapon power. The weapon power.
I busted out the weapon Celeste. You know, they were in shock. They were like, I've never seen a weapon Celeste played so well. You know, you should be vainglorious.
Because sometimes, Sean, you just gotta.
No. No. Can we drop this one? It only took one episode for you to get something.
You just gave.
That you're just going to keep keep repeating.
But you gave it to them, right? Because sometimes you just got to do that. Now Vaughn knows what they're missing.
Uh-huh. Vaughn knows what they're missing. They're missing Weapon Celeste. Unfortunately, you know, I didn't have enough time to teach them the ways of Weapon Celeste, so we didn't get to see that on stage.
Okay.
But they, you know, they played well regardless.
Nice job changing the subject. Tune in each week and watch Chuck troll the troller. That's the problem here. Is you're normally doing the trolling.
We're both doing the trolling.
It's bad.
It's terrible.
And Who gave us microphones?
You gave me mine.
You had it a long time before I came along, sir. Okay. Let's see. So
here we are. You've got your iPad Pro. You're up on stage.
Yep. And we're ready. My team. Well, okay. So this is weird too. And I asked you about this already, but we'll ask it on air. I see everybody. They've got like iPhone earbuds, and
yes,
then like headsets with mm-hmm. mics. Explain that to me, because I don't understand the two headphones.
Okay. So
should I be doing this? Will it help me get to Vainglorious?
No.
Okay.
This is a side effect of having a live event where the teams are showcased directly in front of the crowd. So the first set of earbuds that you saw was for the players so they could plug it into their device and have in-game sounds. Because obviously, unless you've got a setup like I do at home, you know, I run AirPlay on my computer. I mirror my screen and my audio to the computer, and that comes through my headset.
Right.
So I don't need to hook up anything to my device to hear in-game sounds. I just hear them naturally.
Right.
Unfortunately, we didn't have that set up, and it would, you know, running like an AirPlay like that, or, you know, getting capture cards for every computer, making sure that's working, it would be, you know, next to impossible to do so quickly.
Yep.
So to get those in-game sounds, and for those of you who don't know, playing with in-game sounds is very crucial. I mean, you can play without them, but I know I'm missing something when I don't have in-game sounds. You know, you can just, there are certain cues you can hear that are going to, once you get used to them, that's going to help you know what's going on a lot easier than without them.
Fact.
So, yeah, fact. So you've got that. You've got your in-game sounds. And then the second set was team communication. And that's the big headset that you saw. That was team communication plus white noise. And that was there so, you know, the teams could talk, obviously, and so that the teams couldn't hear the crowd. So the crowd didn't distract them.
Can I ask what communications were we using? Can I ask that?
I don't recall.
Okay, good.
I didn't deal with that. They were probably using, you know, there's so many options.
Right.
Discord, Skype, TeamSpeak, Mumble.
Sure.
So you know, they were using one of the big things probably. I don't know which one.
Okay. So I got the small headset in so I can hear my device, and I got the big set with the big set is with the mic that I'm able to communicate with my team members.
Plus the white noise, so you don't hear the crowd.
Right. So I'm not. I'm assuming with two sets of headphones in, I'm not hearing much of anything besides.
Well, you'd think you throw on a set of headphones and it might block out most, but it's not going to block out. Did you hear how crazy that crowd was?
They did get nuts, and they gave out those clappers, or they sold those clappers. So
yeah, they gave them out. They gave them out, the little inflatable balloons that you just whack together. Yeah.
So
people love those things. They were going all weekend.
You had me at balloon. So
yeah.
All right. So I got my earphones in. I got my headphone on. I got my iPad Pro. And I'm in my chair. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
So what happens next?
So we get the guys, we pull them from the side of the stage, we have them walk up, do all this setup, and then we say, after you get it, turn in your device when you sit down, get your headphones on, get your earbuds in, and then just take the invite to the party. The guys in the back are making the party, getting everyone on the right teams, making sure, everyone's good. And we've already got the draft picks done. We established this. It was the first match's draft picks were done before the match started. They even thought about going up to stage.
So let's
we were out back doing that.
Let's do that with a second match then.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. There's a different part of it, and I can lead into the second match too.
Okay.
I was trying to set the stage the real way.
Well, I don't know what you're going to say, so. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, just trust in me, Chuck. How about that?
All right. It's
I was there. I was there. I know what happened, so I know it's all going to lead in together.
All right. So all the draft picks in the band is done.
Yep. And then they, they're at the analyst desk. They're talking about the match. They were doing a simulated live, band and pick, because obviously it's just impossible or not impossible, because I'll get into this after. But it's you want to have it ready. For the first match, you'd rather take the time, get it ready, give the teams time to think, communicate, talk about what they're doing before they get on stage, and then, at least for that first match, they have a few minutes, And I gave them a good amount of time. I didn't limit any times on how long they were going to take for picks or bans.
Okay.
Before that first match.
I got to believe most teams are pretty quick.
Some quicker than others.
Yeah. Okay.
For example, the Gangstars Ardent match.
Yeah.
That was incredible to watch their first match as bands and picks.
Yeah.
They were huddled together, two separate groups. I'm sitting off to the side, and every time there's a choice for bands or picks, they're sitting there talking amongst themselves, thinking about what they should do, where they can go from here. And then they can see, what kind of compositions they want to run in reaction to the picks and bands that are going out before. And I want to say they spent a good, few minutes each time. And I'm not even talking about just, after something was done. The first band of the first match, they spent time discussing it, talking about the team specifically. Even though they knew this match was coming up, they still spent more time together as a team to say, okay, are we sure this is what we want to go? And, went from there. And it kept going through, and it was just amazing. And, that specific instance just stuck out to me as, wow, these guys are serious. They're taking this seriously, and they want to get it right before they get on stage.
Sure.
So
it's another level, we're not playing at, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We ain't nowhere near there. We're not probably ever going to be there, either one of us. I'm sorry.
No, that's true. I mean, but it almost becomes a different game at that point.
It does. And like we talked about last week, it's a game within the game.
Yeah.
It's the game before the game. And sometimes that just decides the game right there in that ban and pick phase.
100%. I think we'll talk about that in a little bit. But okay, so...
So, we've got them, they got all this out there, and they've got the analysts are talking about this, how the bands and picks are going and what that means for each team as it's going.
Right.
Hey, why did Gangstars ban Celeste,
Sure.
Why did, Ardent ban Koshka or whatever? I don't actually have the actual bands and picks in front of me.
Yeah, and we talked about that metagame last episode, like you said, and what's happened.
Yeah.
I think people have a better understanding of that. So then once all that's locked in,
they kick it off to the casters. The match starts. The players lock in, and they play their match.
Right.
So first match has started, and this is where, personally for me, I'm thinking, okay, I got a few minutes. I can run around, make sure everything's good, talk to anyone I need to, make sure I've got everything I need for the next thing, whatever. And go up and then talk to the next teams and say, hey guys, it is now the match before you has started. They're in match one. I need you to be downstairs in a little bit to make sure your devices are prepped.
Right.
And I didn't mention this before, but we'll mention it now. So about, into the first match, I have the players, all the players in the next teams that are going up on stage ready for me. We had a little players area. And this is where I set up the devices, made sure they're on the right Wi-Fi network, made sure that, You know, they've got their do not disturb settings and airplane modes and all that on, so they're not getting any push notifications while they're playing. They're, you know, they're not getting distracted by anything. And at which point, you know, by the time I'm done with that, the first match is usually finishing up. So when the first match, you know, of the first set would finish up, or the previous set would finish up, I'd go up. You'd see me. I'd have my iPad in hand. I had a Google Doc going on with the guys out back, and I would go up to the teams. I'd go up and say, "Hey guys, you know, good game. You've got just a couple minutes until we start." Or I'd ask them, "Do you have any substitutions you want to make? If you don't." I'd say, okay, you've got, you know, this much time before we start bans and picks for the next one. And I'd just start a clock, countdown. Countdown's over. I'd go up, all right, you know, it's your turn to ban. You have, you know, we started off, we were given a little less time, but we ended up settling on a minute was about the fair time to give for a ban or a pick, just because it was a live production. We couldn't have them taking forever, but we also didn't want them to feel rushed, so a minute was what we settled on by the end of the event.
Okay. So, we've talked a little bit about how serious everyone's taking it, but tell me that at least they were having fun with it.
Okay.
Was it all dead serious?
During the match and after the matches, like while they're up on stage, these guys were taking it seriously. I mean, they were probably cracking jokes between each other, but when I was there with them, when I could see them, they were taking it seriously. You know, between matches, they were strategizing, already thinking about what they wanted to do, making sure they're good, you know, making sure they're in the right place for the next match.
Okay.
So while they're on stage, I don't think any of them were joking around too much. They weren't taking light of it is what basically the point. They were taking it seriously. They knew they were there to compete, and that's what they did.
Okay.
So, you know, at this point, I start the bans and picks, and I'm up on stage with my iPad with the guy with me. He's, you know, he's keeping time, got a clock showing them, hey, this is how much time you have left. And if they got – if they took, you know, close to the limit, we'd remind them at about 10, 15 seconds, but, you know, you have 10 seconds to pick.
Yep.
And we'd just leave it at that. Other than that, we wouldn't talk to them during this.
Okay.
You know, we'd just leave it because we didn't want to influence them in any way. So they'd just let them talk amongst themselves. And once they said, okay, our pick is or our ban is, we'd take it. We'd move on to the next team.
Right. Okay.
And we'd get, you know, do the same process for them all throughout the ban and pick phase.
Okay.
And then at the very end, we'd get the last pick. One of us would walk over, tell the other team, hey, their last pick was this. And they'd have until the match kicks off to strategize whatever way they'd like.
Right.
So, Matt, you know, and by that point, I'm exiting the stage once I tell them that. I'll say, like, good luck, you know, whatever, to the teams and walk off stage.
Right.
At which point, I'm going back to the two teams I had on deck that I was getting their devices ready.
Yeah, so you're just doing this all day long.
Yeah, and rinse I'd go and back repeat. To them. I'd go back to them and I'd do their bans and picks.
Sure.
And then as the match is finishing up, if I see it's close, you know, we didn't know how it was going to work out. So we couldn't tell you at this time you need to be on stage.
Sure.
It was, you know, we had them saying, you know, you're in this room. If you need to go in here, if you need to use the restroom, do it now, you know, before you get on stage for your first match. And, you know, we'd give people breaks to go if they needed to between the matches while they had their like strategy time.
Yeah.
So
was there a lot of games being played outside? Like were the teams hooking up and playing games with each other while not on stage?
Yes. From what I heard, okay. I didn't see it, but because when we were done, you know, when we were done for the day, I wasn't paying attention to Vainglory. I was paying attention to the free beers.
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, I caught your stream on Saturday night, so.
Yeah. Fact. Well, that was another thing too.
That was an epic stream. Go back and watch his VOD on that. It's
really the only part you really want to see is the last like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Where Exceptions just says "F it," picks up his MacBook and walks around the entire event, interviewing people. It's epic. It's so good.
I'll tell you the best part is Dream Latif of the Hot Mess.
Yeah. And my phone's blowing up. Are you watching Exceptions stream? You should be right now. Get on.
I was getting texts from like a lot of people during that too. Like, oh my God, this is awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great, great moment. You'll probably never be able to recreate that, but that was a good stream. So, well, yeah.
Okay, so
should we go ahead?
Okay, so we're, you know, and then, you know, matches are done. We're gonna get back to the actual subject, not my random Saturday night stream. You know, so match is done or very close to done. I'm getting the teams. I'm saying, all right, let's get you up to the stage. And, you know, the teams would finish up. The match would end. The next two teams are ready and waiting for the, you know, the esports arena guy to take them up to the stage. I'd give them a quick, hey, good, you know, good luck, guys. I'll see you at the end of the first match, blah, 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 blah. Walk away, at which point Abby from Super Evil would be over clearing out the devices of the teams that were on stage after they left the stage and, you know, did the handshakes. You know, we saw that they always, you know, shook hands after matches. There was never any hard feelings that I could tell. They'd go down, the winning team would get their interview on the couch with Brizzle and Lady, and then we'd just clear out the devices and we'd set them loose until the next time we needed them. And the only day that was really an issue was day two, was the only day some teams played you know, a ton of matches.
Right, yeah.
Multiple. Like, we had, you know, all eight teams, and some of those teams played two matches that day.
So when you say clear the devices, you had to get them off the private server.
Off the private Wi-Fi.
Right.
They could still get on the tournament server if they wanted.
Yep.
But they knew not to play on it.
Sure.
Yeah. They didn't, you know, we didn't want anything going on there that wasn't happening, you know, needing to happen. So we'd clear them off the, you know, we had our own Wi-Fi set up just for the teams.
So it sounds to me like if I was writing your resume, I would add in Usher on there.
Cat Herder,
lead Cat Herder. And then there'd be a dot underneath it where we'd start a new list and it would say Usher. You basically,
yes.
This is your seat, sir. Thank you for attending the VGL. Can I get your pick?
Yes.
Yes. Did I wrap it up? Took you 40 minutes to say it. I said it in 30 seconds.
I think there was a little more to what I did. And you know, that's generally how the matches would go. And
I've never really been good at writing resumes, so maybe you want to go a different direction.
Me either.
All right.
So that, you know, that's how the matches themselves would go. You know, they'd get up on stage, they'd do their match, we'd take the bands and picks between, they'd get off stage, get the interview, clear the devices, and then they'd be kind of set loose. But,
yeah.
You know, from there, my day wasn't done.
Oh,
you know,
we still
had other things we did throughout the day. And I still had other things I was doing throughout the day. You know, I the first day I made the mistake of taking a walkie-talkie with a headset. So people could reach me all day.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, you know, can you do this? Do you know where this person is? And, I, you know, by Saturday, someone else needed a headset. And I was like, oh, here, just take mine. I was like, if someone needs me, I'm always running around. There's usually five people with a headset within 20 feet of me.
Sure.
Someone will be able to find me. I can't go missing. And if I'm not in the building, I'm outside. You'll find me. And that's how I left it.
Okay.
But, you know, I was doing a few other things. And, of course, I made it a point because this was the live finals. There were, you know, it was all Vainglory fans. Everyone there was a fan of Vainglory. And most of them were, you know, just players, you know, people that watch streams, a lot of people that watch my streams.
Sure.
Even people I didn't recognize because they don't necessarily type in chat, but they know me. They know Small Child.
Sure.
So I was spending a lot of time going out in the crowd, make sure people are having a good time, say, hi, I'm Sean, pull out the badge if they actually exceptions if you don't know.
They can't see that. We're on a podcast.
Yeah.
Sean just held up his badge for the camera. It's very impressive, sir. It's very, very impressive.
It is, you know. I mean, you didn't even let me have time to change. I've still got my badge on.
Yeah, we run a tight ship here at the Fold. This isn't like the live finals, everyone just running around doing whatever they want to do.
And I'll say that's a lot of what I did. I just kind of, I saw things that needed to get done. And did them or found people to do them.
So here's the thing, right?
And that was how everyone was. That wasn't just me. That wasn't exclusive to me. I'm not going to say I did the most work. I did a good amount of it.
Yeah, I got to believe that you know, your first time through anything of this magnitude is going to be, you're going to learn stuff. You know what I mean?
Of
any magnitude, like the Extra Life event we ran, we've already got notes for next year on how we're going to do things different and better. So I would imagine the next finals will run smoother. Not that these ones ran rough, but just
I don't think they did at all.
No, I mean, my impression is that they didn't either, but I'm just saying, like, it'll just improve from here. It can only get better. It can only get better.
Yeah, and I think one of the things we have on the schedule is a lot of the key people involved. I don't know if I'll actually be involved. I probably will be, because it's been mentioned that they definitely want me to come back for future live events. I was supposed to actually go to Poland with them.
Okay.
They asked me to go to Poland with them. I was not supposed to, but I don't have a passport.
They just make sure that Heine clears it with me first. Anything she wants to do with you and any questions she has for you, they need to come through me.
Maybe. So, you know, but I didn't have a passport, so I'm working on getting that to make sure in the future, if there's a future event in another country, I'll be able to go and join them. And
oh, yeah. Look at you growing up, getting a passport, going to different countries, traveling the world.
I mean, I've been out of the country before.
Yeah, I know.
Just didn't need a passport.
You didn't need a passport then. Uncle Sam said you didn't need one.
Uncle Sam said, here's a set of official orders. Head over to this desert.
And Uncle Sam said it was okay. You can do it.
Yeah. They chartered a plane and everything.
But now you're a civilian.
Now I'm a civilian again. Have been for quite a few years. So I need a passport.
All right.
So I'm going to get on that and maybe, you know, more things in the future. So anyways, back to it. We'll have our big meeting at some point, you know, whether it be just all getting together on a Skype call or something. Or
I know a guy in the south end of Boston can get you a passport.
Fake?
No, it's a passport. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I'll settle. I'll pay and get a real one.
Can be your face with any name you want.
Yeah, that's not what I want.
You could be McLovin.
Okay, there. No.
You don't want to fly to Poland under McLovin?
No.
You're no fun.
No.
All right.
So
just putting it out there.
We'll talk. We'll figure it out. We'll get what's going on, you know, get what needs to happen. We'll figure out where we went right, where we went wrong, what we could do better, what we need for the future, you know, what things didn't we think about going into this that maybe could, you know, use some polishing for the next time.
Yeah. So, real quick, I think I want to wind this down now, but we're not going to spoil any of the matches in case someone hasn't watched it. I wanted to give folks a behind the scenes look at kind of what goes on, because I know when I watch it, those are the things I think about. Like, gee, why are they wearing two headphones? Do they bring their own devices? Like, how is the Wi-Fi working? Like, those things seem silly, but those are the things I think about when I'm watching. And maybe it's just because, you know, I create content as well. And
maybe
trying to put the, but I gotta think people think those things, right? Like, it's different than just playing with your buddies.
Not everyone's gonna think that. Some people, and I'll tell you this, you mentioned people bringing their own devices, and you've said this a few times. I wanted to clarify something. Some people wanted to make sure, like, you have some players that are playing on an iPad 2 or an iPad 3.
Yep.
And it's an older device, you know, and it's not that they can't play, but you'll get like a more responsive device if you're, say, playing with an Air 2.
Sure.
So if you're used to playing with an iPad already, there were a few iPad Air 2s there that we had that we could loan out to the team so they could play.
Right. Did anybody take advantage of that?
I'd say about 5 or 6 people at various points did.
Okay. I mean, they've addressed some of those issues, but I know in the past, playing on an older device was a problem, like coming off the
They've definitely addressed it. So. Yeah. So, yeah, that there used to be before the gated entry, before they made everyone load in at the same time, the 10-second countdown, there were issues with that. That's not an issue anymore, but still, being on the most advanced device you can be is still going to help you.
Yep, absolutely.
So we definitely gave the opportunity for teams to do that. We didn't, unfortunately, for the people on iPhones, like, we didn't have extra iPhones to hand out.
This was sponsored by NVIDIA and Amazon.
Shield, yep.
So
NVIDIA Shield and Amazon Coins, yep.
Was anyone playing on a Shield?
No.
I'm kind of interested in that Shield, the new, is it K1,
I've played
K2.
On the Shield before, the old one, back in June, July at the launch event. And I liked playing on the Shield because it's like playing on an iPad mini, but with a 16:9 resolution, which gives you a little wider field of view.
Yeah, and the new one... Is it a great price point?
I actually haven't looked into the new one yet.
It's like 199.
Yeah, I think that's about what the old one was when it released too. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, it interests me. I'm a total Apple
fan. It's definitely something to check it out. Yeah. And I will say, yeah, every device being played was either an iPad, an iPhone. That's all.
Yeah. We had
like one that was like, maybe I'll play on an Android, and I sent him the APK for Android for the tournament, and didn't end up happening.
Okay.
Didn't end up happening. I was actually excited to see if someone would actually play on that.
Yeah, no one did.
No one did.
That'll change.
The NVIDIA rep was hoping to convert people to some of the pro teams.
No, that was the NVIDIA rep handing out shields? That would have helped.
I don't think he was. I didn't catch that. I was a little too busy for that. But okay. And then, you know, on top of that, the Amazon rep was there. And I didn't get a chance, unfortunately, but the first day of the event, they had a table set up with the new Fires.
Oh, okay. Really? You know, interesting.
Yeah, and they were playing Vainglory.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that they can do that.
And I've heard they're pretty smooth with it.
Okay, yeah, impressive.
I unfortunately didn't have a chance to test it.
Okay.
And I did talk to the gentleman that was running the Amazon's little table there, their rep, but I didn't have a huge conversation with him about it. But it was mentioned to me by Ed the Shred that it actually plays it really well.
Wow, interesting. Okay.
So
Fire confuses me. There's like 42 different versions.
Yeah, there's so many Kindles that you're just like, yeah, okay, which one? I've got the, like, Lee's got the Kindle Fire Kids.
Okay. I didn't even know that existed.
Well, it's basically like one of the older models, right. And it was only like 60 or 70 bucks for them, but it that came with a huge bumper case.
Oh, okay.
You could just like throw the thing at the wall and it's not going to break.
Okay.
And did they it's have, got like, you know, a guarantee on it, like your kid can't break this or you get a new one.
Did they have like t-shirts that said I was at the live finals, like going to a concert type thing? Did they have stuff like
they
that?
They did have – okay, yeah, let's get into the merch booth because this was actually the coolest part. Just because they had, you know, it was so many cool things. They had Vainglory hoodies. Yeah. Never before seen anywhere.
Oh, pullover hoodies?
Zip up.
Okay.
Zip up hoodies.
Different than the ones we have?
Different than the ones we have that we stole from the lair that, you know, hopefully no one's listening and noticed we grabbed them.
This is crap. There's new hoodies. Okay, go ahead.
There's Vainglory hoodies. They have the, you know, the glory symbol on the back. Yeah. They had hats.
Oh, did they really?
They had the glory symbol on the front and said Vainglory on the back, I believe. I didn't actually get any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance to. I meant to like snag some.
All right. Abby needs to send me some stuff. This new stuff.
I'm not even going to tell you. I'll tell you later off recording.
All right.
But so they had Autumn Live Final shirts.
Oh, that's cool. I'm glad
they sold out in my size. So I was going to try to snag one at the end of it, and they ran out of mediums.
Double XL, you mean? You're a big guy. You're a big presence.
I'm a big presence, but a smaller guy. You know,
wiry. You're wiry.
I'm average. I'm average height and thin.
You're wiry.
So,
that's what I would say.
I mean, you can see me on camera. You know, you see me on camera every day on stream.
You look scrappy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Scrappy. We'll go scrappy. I'm.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, so they had that, you know, they had the Vainglory shirts. They were selling the in-game name shirts. Like, if you want the shirts like we have, you have your Chuck the Fold shirt.
Correct.
Vainglory Chuck the Fold.
Oh, they were printing them right there?
Not printing them right there, but placing orders.
Oh, cool. That's kind of cool.
So,
I like that they did that.
It was
That's
an exclusive.
Awesome.
Like, you're not going to be able to get that at the merch store.
Right,
but
right,
but maybe
right.
At future live events, you'll be able to get those.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's
so
cool.
It's almost an excuse right there. If you want your player name shirt, Vainglory shirt,
go to an event.
Get your ass to an event.
Come to Maxo's Garage.
We can swear, right?
In the summer.
Yeah, yeah. Summer at Maxo's Garage, not happening. And they also had kitten
set
cat
up
designs.
A picnic table out in the yard. We can sell that. Could be the merch booth.
Yeah, no. Oh, actually, they had Catherine and Staw statues, like the ones we got at the launch event.
Oh, did they? Any new statues?
No new ones. They just had the Catherine Saw ones.
Was there any Ardens floating around?
No, there weren't.
I'm dying to get my hand on an Arden.
I've heard they're trying to make some new ones up, but you know it does take a lot of time to make that model for the 3D model to print.
Sure.
And you need to make it right so the pieces just don't break easily.
Yeah, we gave one of those away. You know.
Yeah, you did. You gave a Catherine one, right?
Yeah, we gave away a Catherine one.
Yeah, I was really upset. My Catherine one broke in shipping. back home.
Oh, no, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
That's those statues are awesome.
They're awesome. My Saw one is still intact, though, and I love Saw. So
they had those there, you said, for sale?
Yeah, they had those there for sale.
Wow. You know what those were running? I'm curious what they were charging for those.
It's like 60, 65 bucks.
Yeah, worth every penny. Those things are amazing.
Yeah. Okay. They're amazing. And they were a little smaller than the ones we have, I believe.
Okay.
Just a little bit smaller.
Okay.
So they had, yeah, let's see. They had that. They had like cinch bags with a zipper pouch.
Yep. Okay.
You know, it just, they had, you know, the standard merch. But the cool part was and they had the stickers. Did you see the lenticular stickers? They had a sticker that was like basically a hologram.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw you on...
yeah, the video. Yeah, the video. The Celeste's face and then Star Queen Celeste's face when
That's
you move
cool.
it.
That's cool.
And, you know, but the best part was probably when you walked in the door, you got a Bikini Curl sticker.
Oh, that's so cool. And that's from...
Kitten Cat Designs.
Yes,
Linistia and Janie Paws. They were there, actually, with some of their stuff. They had pins and stickers and, you know, little odds and ends that they had.
So let's give them a plug. Do you know their website?
I believe it is redbubble.com/people/kittencat.
Yeah, if you go to Redbubble and then search for Vainglory, I think it comes up, right?
I don't know if you search for Kit and Cat, all one word.
One word, KITANDKAT.
Yes.
And you can go there and order these. There are these really cool stylized art stickers of the heroes.
Stickers, shirts.
The shirts are awesome.
They just put the Bikini Curl shirts up.
Oh, did they?
So you can get your own chibi Bikini Curl design surfboard through the chest shirt.
And I love that Super Evil is like cool with, they're on board with this. These guys love this stuff.
Yeah, they do. I'm sure they have some sort of
our IP
background.
That's our IP
that we don't know about. This,
but yeah, they're way into it. So
yeah, they love it. I mean, how many of the devs you've seen them like?
They all wear the shirts.
Yeah, they all wear the shirts. So it's pretty awesome. And like I've heard that a Rona one will be in the works soon. And you know, because Rona is Evil Finn.
Yes, and
they are one and the same. She was even cosplaying.
She was cosplaying Rona with scars and everything.
Well, I mean, she was cosplaying herself.
Yeah, egg fact. Can you do that?
I mean,
I cosplay myself every day.
Same.
Okay.
You know, but there was, you know, all sorts of cool things there, and like oh my God, Ed the Shred as Adagio.
Yep.
Tier 3 Dark Parade Adagio. Oh my God.
Crazy, crazy awesome.
The wings and everything, the makeup going on. I don't think you could do that makeup.
So I have to try and make it to the March one, wherever that one is.
Yes.
I got to put that on my schedule of things to do.
Yeah, I'm sure dates will be out soon. I don't know them yet, but I suspect that they want to communicate the dates as quick and as advance.
Sure. Give people
as far in advance from, you know, as possible. Give people time to make preparations.
Because I would like to spend some time on the couch with Lady Wabish and Brizzle. Heyo.
Oh, we won't even talk about my nickname for that couch. Oh man,
the casting couch.
Oh, you knew.
What else are you gonna call a couch? Come on, you know.
Yeah, I was from the second I saw it, there is you know, Holly and Bree's casting couch right there. Bam, done. And I just kept saying it to them for the first few days till we started, you know, actually going live.
Really?
Just to put that in their head.
You just kept repeating the same thing to them over and over again because sometimes
no, you just gotta give it to them. No, I wasn't like saying, you know, just constantly going up to them saying it. I'd remind them, you know, hey, have fun on the casting couch, guys. All right. You know, don't treat these boys too badly.
I am excited to hopefully attend one in the future. This was awesome. I love the gameplay I got to see. I look forward to watching the ones that I have missed. Of course, concurrently with this was the VIPL. We're not going to get into that, but
yeah, I
want to give everybody a behind the scenes look at what kind of you had to do there and some of the logistics of what went on. I find that stuff interesting. Do you got anything else to add?
I can't think of anything big.
This is going to become like our shtick now. Like, we're going to get anything else to add, and we're going to come up with something else. But this, I don't think we have anything else.
I just want to make it clear to people that this was an amazing experience. I spent so much time working during this event that I didn't get to take it in as much as I'd like. But I got to meet so many cool people. The Hot Mess, for example, you know.
Love those guys.
Sucker Samurai, an up-and-coming streamer on Twitch. Just, viewers, just tons of people. Brizzle McFizzle's husband, Dingus Turd.
Oh, Dingus Turd was there. So listen, the Hot Mess, right? We had a guild versus guild match in the wee hours of the morning on the East Coast one night. It was the guild versus the Fold guild versus the Hot Mess guild, and they won. So they're in possession of the Styrofoam cup, which I hope to one day reclaim. But at the moment, it's theirs. My fault too. They've reached out to me to reschedule, and I've been unable to coordinate that.
I know a few guys that played in the live finals.
I could give them my account login, dude. What are you saying? You don't think I can beat the Hot Mess?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, we can have them added to the Fold Guild.
Yeah, we
no account sharing. That's against the terms of service. We don't want to do that.
We love the Hot Mess guys.
They are awesome. I raid them every possible chance I can get while streaming.
They
only stream like once a week.
Which is brutal. But I think that's kind of what makes it even better.
It makes it better because it's once a week. They chill. They've got the three of them together. They have such good chemistry on screen. Yeah, and the parrot. You know, such good chemistry, and they're such nice guys. And I'm so sorry that I had to troll the hell out of Grim Latifah on that little Saturday stream I did.
Yeah.
But he just I'm not going to spoil it, but if you go back and look at my past broadcasts on Twitch, just go to the last 10 minutes of that stream. Oh, and small child's acting crazy again. Do you got something for him? You got some Benadryl or something?
Nice. Let's drug the
I just get it. Go at Grim Latifah there, and it was hilarious. It was funny as hell. I made him sad.
Yeah. All right.
I made him sad about that. But
let's put
So guys, here's the end, and I'm not going to talk about anything. Go to the next time. If you're listening to this, you know we're releasing, I think, on Wednesday.
Correct.
So, if you're listening to this right now and you live in Europe, you're close to Poland or you can get to Poland easily, get tickets and go.
Yeah.
They're still on sale last time I checked. You will be able to get tickets and go to the EU Live Finals this weekend if you're there and you're able to make it. But if not, if you're in North America, if you're somewhere else in the world, make sure you look out for upcoming live events like this. They are amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
It will be a blast and it'll be worth every penny. I promise it to you. That you will have a good time. You will get to meet amazing people and it'll be a weekend to remember if you do this in the future.
Nice. Okay, that's an episode.
That's an episode.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Sean.
And this is
The Fold.
Well,
you let me go first.
You bailed out on me there.